It's the 6th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A shoplifting incident at Luton has ignited a debate concerning members of the general public and the right to intervene in such matters. 2 days ago, Bedfordshire police were called to a supermarket at the Mall in Luton when a man attempted to walk out of the store after 9pm without paying for 2 boxes of Galaxy chocolate. An officer from Triton Security attempted to stop him, but the man expressed hostility and displayed a knife before fleeing the scene. Croydon South MP Chris Phillip, the Minister for Policing, said at the Conservative Party conference, "The wider public do have the power of citizens' arrest, and where it is safe, I would encourage that." Triton Security Management were critical of those comments. Afghan refugee Haroon Amani, who fled the Taliban following the exit of American soldiers from the country, drowned at Carlington Lock on the Great River Ouse over the summer. It was concluded that the 18-year-old was used to swimming in a pool at his gym, but not in open environments. Having failed to secure a win at the Rotherglen Hamilton West by-election yesterday, Prince Ankit Love, Emperor of India, will now try his luck in mid-Bedfordshire. The Prince, who claims to be an exiled Indian emperor, is also an artist and a filmmaker. When asked why he wishes to become the constituency's MP, the independent candidate says, "I am fighting for justice, peace and love." He is also interested in local economic sustainability and tackling air pollution in the area. AD Amomi, Jay Loomy, Alfie Spencer and Charlie Cockings from Mark Rutherford School in Bedford are planning a 20-mile fundraising hike to Milton Keynes on the 12th of November. The 4 students are planning a trip to Borneo next year to immerse themselves in conservation efforts related to the island's native species. Information will be provided in today's show notes on how these students can be supported. That's all for now. I'll be back later on with your Bedford News updates.